This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, March 24th. God's word for you today is advantage. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42. And it says, "So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees." Advantage is secured at the spiritual mountain. Taking a prophetic stance in prayer or in the spiritual may sometimes look foolish. There have been times when I have been in my closet praying and I feel God saying to me, "For this one, this victory, just dance." And I am like, "Dance? There is no music, just dance." So I dance. It feels funny dancing alone with no music, and it looks ridiculous. You look like an idiot. Then after a while, you begin to get into it. After all, no one is looking at you, so you might as well. What happens when God instructs you to do it publicly? God told the children of Israel to walk around Jericho. That was the mountaintop. They walked around Jericho. The first day they said nothing. They walked around Jericho the second day and said nothing. They walked around Jericho 7 times. The people of Jericho probably were alarmed on the first day. By the second day, they were probably curious. On the third day, they were most likely laughing at the children of Israel and saying, "These people are mad." But on the seventh day, the walls came down. The foolishness of the mountaintop should not be discarded. Moses sat there lifting his hands, and at some point his hands were shaking. Was Moses serving punishment? It looked ridiculous. It seemed like foolishness. There are positions you take if you're a spiritual person that will look ridiculous. Everyone else will say you're a fool. Everyone else has an opinion of what you should have said or what you should have done because they are ignorant. Just keep your hands up. That is all Moses was required to do. Why? It is because it is not about the bigness of Moses' prayers. It is about the bigness of Moses' God. It is not about how powerful we are. It is about how powerful our God is. Our prophetic stance in prayer is not about us. We are not doing great things for God. Rather, we are doing things for a great God. When you get this, it does not matter what it tells you to do because you are not doing great things for God. We are not the great men or great women of God. We are the boys and girls of a great God. The tension of doing great things for God versus doing great things for a great God fizzles out when it is clear that we are actually doing things for a great God. So we can take our place on the mountaintop and become all that he has called us to be. Exodus chapter 17 verse 11 says, "As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage." Let us pray. Father, I take my place in obedience before you, my great God, and I do as you say for the glory of your great name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.